Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. This is our third collection of funny stories. We've done one each spring since the pandemic started, and they're so popular. And no one is safe in these stories. We make fun of spouses and parents and children and colleagues and friends. And the funniest stories are the ones where the writers talk about their own mishaps and misadventures. So in our first story, Nancy Collins tells us about the adventure that she had on her way to a business meeting. She had decided to take a mini vacation on the way and drive instead of flying. So she packed up her car with a tent and some camping gear, and she set out to drive from Nashville to Gulf Shores, Alabama. When she started losing daylight, she decided to look for a campground, and she came up on a sign for a campground called All God's Glory RV and Tent Park. She was pleased to find a spot available there, and even more pleased when two gentlemen helped her erect her tent, inflate her mattress, and set up her camping furniture. They introduced themselves, and they invited her to a potluck dinner at the new outdoor pavilion by the Olympic-sized pool. Nancy headed off with them to the dinner, where no fewer than 50 people had already gathered around a roaring fire. They introduced her around, as they seemed to know a lot of people there, and they said she was lucky to have come on the evening of the weekly potluck dinner because several of the attendees were chefs. And it turned out that most of the people there were regulars who came every weekend. Nancy was amazed at how nice it was. The picnic tables were draped with white linen tablecloths. It was luxurious and beautiful. And the food turned out to be all gourmet items like escargots and mousse for dessert and fancy salads. Eventually, Nancy noticed that all her new friends were guys. There was not a single other woman there. And then after dinner, she finally figured it out. The guys all stripped down to nothing, and a nude water polo match began in the pool. Her new friends invited her to join them and explained that they weren't exactly interested in her body anyway. One of them said, "Girlfriend, if you were Cindy Crawford in the buff, we would not give you a second glance." Nancy says, "Unbeknownst to me, I had stumbled upon an all-male, gay, nudist campground. I hesitated only for a moment and thought, when in Rome?" Well, Nancy learned that she was terrible at water polo, but since no one kept score, it didn't matter. She had the time of her life, and around midnight was escorted back to her tent by her new friends. She says, "I met some extraordinary and endearing new friends that night, and we still keep in touch. I am so thankful I did not use my plane ticket, because this campground was a once-in-a-lifetime event for me. If you get your own wild ride chance, take it." And now she also knows why the campground was called All God's Glory.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, "Hands off my rewards." Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hannah Campbell tells a story on herself in our new Too Funny book also. Hers is about friends, one she'd known for more than 50 years since their days at West Philadelphia Catholic Girls High School. These ladies gather at restaurants or each other's houses regularly. They take turns hosting. And when it was Hannah's turn one time, she went all out on the decorations. She bought some roses, but she really wanted something that would add a touch of autumn to the decor. And she was happy to find some vibrant colored leaves in the parking lot at work. She says, "These beautiful leaves were every color, every combination, and I planned how I would lay the branches around the roses, tipping them toward each diner's plate. I would even tuck a sprig into each napkin ring. I was sure my artist friends Janice and Kathy would be blown away by my display. I was a veritable Matisse." They had a wonderful potluck dinner that night, and Hannah viewed the evening as a big success. She sent everyone home with some roses and some of the branches of vibrant leaves that she'd discovered. But the next morning, something was awry. Hannah's eye was red, and then her hands, neck, and torso were red. She realized that those beautiful leaves must have been poison ivy or poison oak. She went and got a prescription from her doctor, and she sent an email to all her friends confessing what had happened. 1 year later, to commemorate the event, Hannah hosted a party with the same group of friends. This time, there was no poison ivy in her centerpiece, but she did have Benadryl, an empty steroid bottle, hydrocortisone cream, and calamine lotion. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just head over to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to hear about 5 ways to make the grieving process more productive for you, with stories and advice from our recent bestseller about grieving, loss, and healing.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.